Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound. Or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner, too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hope you guys had a great Tuesday of action on the diamond, ready for Wednesday. So we're going to recap Tuesday, get you ready for Wednesday, and all the fun stuff to follow. Here's your news and notes from Tuesday. Tristan Casas of the Boston Red Sox. We know he was likely, he's already on the IL, got the MRI results back from Casas, and he has a rib fracture. The Red Sox said he will be out for a while. That's their quote for now. From past experiences, rib fractures could last up to 12 weeks. We don't know for sure if that's how long Casas will be out, but you have to imagine it's at least a month, likely longer. You're going to hold him as long as you can in fantasy, but that's not always the case in certain teams that have more IL issues to worry about. So it's kind of a team-by-team basis. For now, Bobby Dalbec appears to be the man getting at bats in Boston. Not really fantasy relevant at this point in time. Wilson Contreras of the St. Louis Cardinals, he left after the fifth inning when he hit a ground ball and could barely run it out. Some reports say it's a minor injury in his previously injured hand. We shall see. It's kind of weird he couldn't run it out with an injured hand, but time will tell on that one. Regardless, Contreras has been banged up for a while, which means even more Ivan Herrera action behind the plate. I've said it all along since I wrote about him in December that Ivan Herrera is a fantasy talent that just needs the playing time. He might be getting it regularly going forward. Cody Bellinger, the Chicago Cubs, ran into the brick wall in the ivy, in the outfield on Tuesday, left the game, but it looks like it's just a rib contusion. Bellinger after the game said it's a dull pain that's just lingering for now. He'll likely miss a few days. More testing awaits Cody Bellinger. Jonathan Hernandez, the Texas Rangers relief pitcher, was activated from the IL. Owen White was sent back to AAA. Hernandez provides bullpen depth for the Rangers, but not too much for fantasy. Matt Mervis of the Chicago Cubs was recalled from AAA on Tuesday. Garrett Cooper was DFA'd to make room for Mervis on the roster. Mervis was hitting .288 with 5 home runs over 18 games at AAA. Mervis crushed AAA last season also, but never really got it going with the Cubs. We'll see how things go this time around, but he had a big goose egg on Tuesday night. Hayden Wesneski of the Cubs was recalled along with Luke Little to make rooms for two veteran pitchers that hit the IL for the Cubs, Kyle Hendricks with a lower back strain, and Drew Smyly with right hip impingement. Wesneski's been very serviceable out of the bullpen in his short stint this year and has some viability in the past. We'll have to see what the Cubs do for usage with Wesneski If he rejoins the rotation, there might be a little fantasy avenue for Hayden Wesneski. This also could mean Ben Brown returns to the rotation, which could be a nice little fantasy stream from time to time. DJ LeMahieu, the foot injury that will never go away, left his rehab outing on Tuesday with soreness in his injured foot. LeMahieu is going to return to New York for further testing. Just another setback and a long list of setbacks for DJ LeMahieu. Kyber Ruiz of the Washington Nationals has been out with an illness for quite some time, began his rehab assignment on Tuesday night. Pretty scary stuff, though. The Nats broadcaster said Ruiz lost 18 to 20 pounds during this bout with his illness. That is not great. He's going to need a few games in rehab down in AAA. Nats are hoping to have Ruiz back this weekend. Johan Duran of the Minnesota Twins began his rehab assignment on Tuesday. He threw one inning, allowed two runs, but struck out three over 27 pitches. The pitch count's what you want to see. The strikeouts were great to see. Duran will likely need a few more outings before returning to the Twins. Hopefully beginning of next week is my goal. I doubt it's this weekend, but you never know. Nolan Jones of the Colorado Rockies has been struggling tremendously to start the season. He collected a hit on Tuesday night before he left the game in the seventh inning due to a back issue. His back tightened up on him. Apparently, Nolan Jones has been dealing with back problems throughout the season. The Rockies expect Jones to miss a few games to get his back right. Merrill Kelly had that terrace major strain, was already on the IL, but more news came back on Tuesday. Kelly will not need surgery for the terrace strain, which is good, but the outlook does not look great. He'll be out for at least a month, they've already said, the Arizona Diamondbacks have said. And manager Lovello said after the game that he's going to be out for some time, and they hope the All-Star break is an option, but they have no idea at this point in time. It's just a pretty bad injury for Merrill Kelly, which means he's likely a drop in most fantasy formats. Lane Thomas twisted his leg on an awkward slide attempting to steal second base on Tuesday night. He left the game a few innings later, and Thomas is scheduled for an MRI on Wednesday. We'll await the results of the MRI, but an IL stint is likely in play for Lane Thomas. All right, let's talk about some of the top highlights from the day. Hitting highlights from Tuesday, Mike Tauchman, 2 for 3, 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, 4 RBIs and a walk for the Chicago Cubs. Those are Tauchman's first 2 home runs of the season. He pretty much is in a platoon to play against right-handed pitching, but if Bellinger goes down, it might lock a little bit more playing time in for Mr. Mike Tauchman. Riley Green went 2 for 3 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs and a walk for the Tigers on Tuesday. Green now has 5 home runs on the year while walking over 20% of the time, still hitting around 230 though, so needs to improve on that part. Eloy Jimenez, 2 for 3 with a home run, 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs, a walk, and a stolen base. I did not miss talk there. Eloy Jimenez collected his first career stolen base on Tuesday evening. It was also his second home run in his last 3 games, as he looks very healthy since returning from the IL. To get all the information on the day's top hitters, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. Max Fried shut out. 9 shutout innings, 3 hits, no walks, 6 Ks, 14 whiffs, and a 35% CSW for Fried. And folks, it was a Maddox as Fried did it on 92 pitches. He's looked very wishy-washy in his early starts. Great to see Fried get it done like this for the Atlanta Braves against the Miami Marlins. Bailey Falter of the Pittsburgh Pirates, 7 innings, 1 earned, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts for Falter. He had 14 whiffs and a 34% CSW on 85 pitches. Falter has now allowed 2 earned runs or less in his last 4 starts. Very interesting stuff there for potential streams down the line. And then Ben Lively of the Cleveland Guardians, 6 1/3 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 5 hits, no walks, and 7 strikeouts for Lively. He had 11 whiffs and a 30% CSW on 89 pitches. This is Lively's second start since joining the Guardians since the Bieber injury. Lively's made 2 starts, 11 1/3 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 1 walk, and 14 strikeouts. Definitely something to keep an eye on as we go down the line this season. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Tuesday. We had a whole lot of saves on the docket today. Camilo Duvall picked up his 4th save of the year for the Giants. Emmanuel Clase, his 7th save of the year for the Guardians. David Bednar, his fourth save. That's nice to see back-to-back nights for Bednar. Hopefully going in the right direction there. Evan Phillips picked up his sixth save of the year for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Chasen Foley, save number 7 for the Tigers as he keeps getting it done. Clay Holmes picked up his ninth save of the year for the New York Yankees. Yancy Almonte picked up his first save of the year for the Cubs. They're up 7-2, so kind of just a late inning deal there. James McArthur, fifth save of the year for the Royals. Logan Allen of the D-backs picked up his first save as the D-backs won 14-1, so that'd be a three-inning save for Logan Allen. Justin Lawrence picked up his first save of the year for the Colorado Rockies. Carlos Estes picked up his fourth save of the year for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a look at Wednesday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound. Or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Intrick, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDIntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. DFS for you, got a 7-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. You had a few day games, a lot of 6 p.m. Eastern games. Main slate starts at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. You got Joe Ryan versus Chicago White Sox. Ryan has a 30% plus K to walk this year. He's been outstanding. Great matchup versus the White Sox. Ronaldo Lopez versus the Miami Marlins is another fun one. Clark Schmidt has increased the strikeouts in a big way this year. He takes on the Oakland Athletics. And then if you want to just punt and pray, Joe Boyle against the struggling New York Yankees. Some bats to target here. It can be chalky, but Padres versus Ty Block in Coors Field is just a match made in offensive heaven. The Cubs versus Spencer Arrighetti, who's making the start for the Astros. And then the Atlanta Braves taking on Sixto Sanchez. Sixto's looked good out of the bullpen for Miami. We'll see how this start goes. It's likely a bullpen game because I don't think he's quite stretched out to go the distance. So the Braves could get a lot of iffy Miami pitching. Some things I'm looking forward to on Wednesday. Blake Snell versus the Mets. Blake Snell has struggled since coming to the Giants. Blake Snell keeps saying he's feeling good. He's getting better. He's just slightly off. We'll see. The Giants have won the first two games against the Mets, a surging Mets team that came into Oracle Park. So we'll see how things go for Blake Snell. Jordan Montgomery against the St. Louis Cardinals, one of his former teams. Montgomery made his debut against the Giants, 6 innings, 3 Ks, 1 run. We'll see how he does against a struggling Cardinals team. And then we get a good matchup in Great American Small Park, Spencer Turnbull versus Nick Lodolo. Turnbull's been great through 4 trips through the rotation. Lodolo's been outstanding, like ridiculously good in his first 2 starts since returning from the IL. We'll see how this one goes here between 2 pretty good offenses and 2 really good pitchers in Great American Small Park. Landon Knack of the Los Angeles Dodgers, young prospect pitcher, gets the Washington Nationals as Knack makes his 2nd start. And it'll be his 2nd time facing the Nationals. He went 5 innings, 4 Ks in his debut against the Nats. We'll see how he does in this one. Yariel Rodriguez of the Toronto Blue Jays, I know they're limiting his innings, gets to go up against the Kansas City Royals. Really excited to see how Yariel continues to develop in this one. And then Garrett Crochet versus Joe Ryan, White Sox twins. Crochet, the numbers don't look good. The peripherals look great, though. Really good stuff there. Twins team's kind of a hit and miss offense. It's heated up the last couple of days, but as a whole has really been struggling. We'll see how this goes. Very lefty heavy Twins lineup that's successful. So we'll see how they do against Garrett Crochet. And then Joe Ryan has been an absolute beast, hit on it earlier in the DFS segment. Now he gets a phenomenal matchup versus Chicago White Sox. There's a lot of intriguing systems. Like I mentioned, Sixto Sanchez versus Ronaldo Lopez. That could be fun. Lots of different little angles on today's 15 games of action. So buckle up, get ready for that. Of course, we'll have you covered at pitcherlist.com. Speaking of pitcherlist.com, go check them out. PL Pro, PL Plus. You won't regret it, folks. You should sign up, become a member today, support the cause, and you get a lot of cool things. You get this Discord, which is amazing. All the fantasy baseball, regular baseball, and more you could possibly handle with just great people, great community in the Discord. You get the new tool, PLV Plus. You get Nick's Weekend Fab podcast strictly for PL Pro members, and much, much more coming down the pipeline at PL Pro. So go check that out, pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch podcast in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Wednesday and preview Thursday's action on the diamond. But for now, this was your First Pitch podcast Wednesday, April 24th. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound. Or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
Yeah. You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.